From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. G20 allows for discussion on digital-based global transformations. Indonesian Minister of Defense launches innovations to rev up exports. Now the news in detail. Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny G. Plate has said that Indonesian G20 presidency offers an opportunity to facilitate discussions on digital-based global transformation. This is possible since several stakeholders from 20 countries, either from public or private sectors, can discuss vital issues in a formal and free manner. As reported by Antara, Minister Plate in a press release on Friday, July 8, pointed out that the Indonesian government has the honor to hold the G20 presidency as a means to enable dialogue between public and private stakeholders regarding important issues, including the digital-based transformation process that is being experienced right now. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto praised the innovation of state-owned railway stock company PT Inka in reaping potential from the global market and bolstering product export that benefit Indonesia. As quoted by Antara, Minister Subianto during his visit to PT Inka on Friday, July 8, explained that he lauded performances achieved by the company. Indonesia must be proud that its people are capable of producing various rolling stock of products right from locomotives to electric trains and other rail carriages. The products have a good form and have been exported overseas, which increases the national foreign exchange reserves and creates new jobs. Minister Prabowo said that PT Inka's innovations and capabilities can boost the government's efforts to bolster national defense. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has said at West Bali National Park that around 90% of tourists coming to Bali are interested in ecotourism or environmentally friendly tourism. As quoted by Antara on Friday, July 6, he has also stated that around 90% of them are interested in knowing more about ecotourism and 86% are willing to carry out activities to balance out their carbon footprint. Taking note of data obtained by the ministry from Booking.com's research, Minister Uno observed that ecotourism is a large market. Therefore, his site will prepare ecotourism packages and digital platform support to attract tourists. Indonesia will highlight optimizing water management to increase food production at the 10th Bollywood Water Forum 2024 in a bid to address the food crisis threat. This was pointed out by Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono at the National Stakeholders Forum first announcement on the 10th World Water Forum on Friday, July 8. He also stated that, as it was said by President Joko Widodo, Indonesia is facing two crises. energy and food. Regarding the food, there must be availability of food, and for that, the availability of water is needed. Minister Basuki also said that for the production of food, especially rice, 5 components, fertilizers, seeds, soil, farmers, and water are crucial. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The top diplomats from the United States and China voiced guarded hope on Saturday, July the 9th, on preventing tensions from spiraling out of control as they held rare talks on the Indonesian island of Bali. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, neither side expected major breakthroughs between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. But the two powers have moderated their tone and stepped up interaction at a time when the West is focused on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Minister Blinken said as he opened discussions at a resort hotel in Bali where the pair attended a group of 20 gathering the day before that in a relationship as complex and consequential as the one between the United States and China, there is a lot to talk about. Rishi Sunak has entered the race to be the next leader of the Conservative Party and Prime Minister of England. As reported by BBC.com, on July the 9th today, the former chancellor is the most high-profile figure so far to announce his candidacy. His resignation from the cabinet on Tuesday helped trigger the mass walkout of ministers that forced Boris Johnson to stand down as Tory leader. Mr. Johnson intends to stay on as prime minister until the Tory party chooses a successor. Senior backbencher Tom Tugendhat, Attorney General Suella Braverman, and former Equalities Minister Kemi Badenoch have announced their plans to stand. President Joe Biden of the United States has said a federal law will be the fastest way to restore abortion rights as he signed an order to safeguard abortion access. As reported by BBC.com, he called a recent Supreme Court abortion ruling, which ended the nationwide right to the procedure, an exercise in raw political power. It paved the way for individual U.S. states to decide if and how to allow abortions. President Biden has faced pressure to respond to the ruling with bolder action. The presidential order signed on Friday is expected to have a limited impact to mitigate some of the restrictions, but not fully restore abortion rights. President Biden has maintained that his ability to institute abortion rights is limited without action from the U.S. Congress. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. first news comes from Kutabali, an artist from the United States. Yari Rom held an exhibition of paintings showing the charms of Indonesia in Bali. The 61-year-old artist chose Bali as a place to work because of his love for the Island of Gods, where he has been living since 2003. The exhibition of his paintings, themed The Art of Mother Earth, takes place from July the 6th to 24th, simultaneously with seminars and workshops. According to Yari Rom, determination to protect the earth through art as a form of resistance to people's indifference while reflecting bad habits in the field of environment and social behavior. The next news comes from Batam Riau Islands. The Batam City Government of Riau Islands will hold a Malay Arts Kenduri or Party in 2022 at Harbor Bay Batu Ampar from July the 21st to 23rd. The event will be attended by three neighboring countries, namely Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei Darussalam. Head of the Batam City Culture and Tourism, Ardi Winata, confirmed it on Tuesday, July the 5th. This year, Malay Arts Kenduri presents various Malay cultural performances such as music, dance, poetry reading, rhymes, and folk games. There are packaged on interesting and entertaining state performances. The folk games include Kaki Bajang or Egrang, Gasing, Seletup, and Canang. In addition, there will be 100 culinary bazaar stands from Batam City micro, small, and medium enterprises. The latest news comes from Denpasar, Bali. Deputy Governor of Bali, Cok Oke Arte Ardana Sukawati, in Denpasar on Tuesday received a visit from the Chairman of the Leaders of Indigenous Peoples of the Indonesian Archipelago, or MATRA, Mangku Alam II. Mangku Alam conveyed to the Deputy Governor of Bali the plan to hold a traditional and cultural festival of the archipelago as well as the inauguration of the new chairman Andi Bau Malik Baramamase Tatu Kajanangan from the Kingdom of Goa. The festival will be held from August the 16th to 20th with the participation of kings from 206 kingdoms throughout Indonesia and 30 world kingdoms ensuring attendance, including from Hawaii, Laos, Spain, Uganda, Ghana, Congo, Syria, and Lebanon. Well, that was news from across Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of July 9, 1916 about the Confederation of South American Football was established. CONMEBOL or CSF or Confederation of South American Football is the association football organization of the countries of South America. CONMEBOL is a part of the Federation Internationale de Football Association and is headquartered in Luque, Paraguay, Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, and Chile were founding countries after the success of hosting a South American football tournament in 1915 in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Then Paraguay, Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, Colombia, and Venezuela later also joined this confederation. Championships held by CONMEBOL include the Copa Libertadores, Copa Sudamericana, and Copa America. Now Now we move to the event of July 1968 when ORARI was founded. The Indonesian Amateur Radio Organization, abbreviated as ORARI, is the only forum for radio amateurs in Indonesia. This organization was officially established on July 9, 1968. ORARI is part of the International Amateur Radio Union, which is the World Amateur Radio Organization. As quoted from the official ORARI website, there are about 46,000 ORARI members gathered in 32 regional ORARI and 382 local ORARI. Furthermore, government regulations, ORARI is currently also regulated by Minister of Communication and Information Technology Regulation No. 17 of 2018 concerning amateur radio activities and interpopulation radio communication. Internationally, the existence of ORARI is recognized by the success of organizing various international events for amateur radio activities. We end today in history with the event of July 9, 2002 about the launch of the African Union. The African Union is a union of 54 African countries. The African Union was announced in the Sirte Declaration in Sirte, Libya on September 9, 1999. The organization was established on May 26, 2001 in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and launched on July 9, 2002 in Durban, South Africa. The organization was formed as the successor to the Organization of African Unity. The most important decisions are made by the Assembly of the African Union at the semi-annual meeting of the heads of state and government of its member states. The African Union Secretariat, the African Union Commission, is headquartered in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat ini. penuh dengan payung. Seketika jas hujan dicari-cari, semua orang inginkan teduh.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is entitled President Appreciates Indonesian Farmers for Maintaining Food Production. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciated the Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo and Indonesian farmers for continuing to maintain food production, especially rice, so that the stock and prices of these basic commodities in the market are maintained. At the peak of the commemoration of the 29th National Family Day 2022 in Medan, North Sumatra, Thursday, President Joko Widodo said due to sufficient rice stocks in the country, Indonesia has never imported rice in the last 3 years. As reported by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo explained, previously Indonesia imported 1.5 million to 2 million tons of rice per year. He appreciated Indonesian farmers for their contribution to maintaining food availability for the people in the midst of turmoil in the world food supply chain due to military conflicts between Ukraine and Russia. According to the president, world food prices have increased by 30-50% due to supply constraints caused by the war between Russia and Ukraine. However, the president emphasized Indonesia is lucky because farmers continue to produce so that food stocks, especially rice, meet domestic needs. He continued, Indonesia should be grateful because the people, especially farmers, are still producing rice and until now, the price has not increased and the availability of stock or food is well maintained. According to data from the Ministry of Agriculture, national rice production in 2019 reached 31.31 million tons, then increased in 2020 to 31.36 million tons and in 2021 to 31.33 million tons. President Joko Widodo added that other countries in Africa and Asia began to experience food shortage, even starvation, due to stagnation in the supply of food commodities. Therefore, the president emphasized the importance of food self-sufficiency for the people of Indonesia. Meanwhile, the Minister of Agriculture, Syahrul Yassin Limpo, said that the availability of rice was safe in 2022 so that in the future, Indonesia would not need to import. Quoted from a press release from the Ministry of Agriculture researcher from the Institute for Economic and Community Research University of Indonesia, UI, Rianto said that sufficient stock of rice was proof of the success of the government and the Minister of Agriculture's work in completing all directives and orders from President Joko Widodo. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title for Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Kocelok Noodle Culinary from Cirebon. For noodle lovers, your culinary tour has not been perfect before you try Cirebon City's mainstay noodle, namely mie kocelok. Mie kocelok consists of yellow noodles mixed with bean sprouts, cabbage, chicken pieces, and egg slices. Then on the topping, it is doused with a sauce made of coconut milk and added with coarse starch. The uniqueness of mie kocelok is in its very thick and white sauce because it is made from coconut milk. According to the story, the name mie kocelok stands for mie khasnya Cirebon, which is better because noodles with thick and white sauce are intended the hallmark of mie from Cirebon, West Java. Especially when it is enjoyed after raining, the savory gravy because the spices and spice is guaranteed to make you easily addicted to its deliciousness. Listener, for you who haven't had time to go to Cirebon City for culinary tour, you can also make your own at home because the ingredients are easy to get, such as ready-to-use yellow noodles, sliced cabbage, bean sprouts, boiled chicken eggs, shredded chicken, chopped green onions, thinly sliced celery, lime, sweet soy sauce, and fried onions. While the spices that are mashed are only shallots, garlic, ebi, and cooking oil. The sauce is also not too complicated because it only consists of chicken stock, thick coconut milk, corn starch, salt and pepper. To serve it, bring the water to boil. Put the noodles, cabbage, bean sprouts in a colander and put them in boiling water until the vegetables are slightly wilted. Then place it in a bowl. Flush with thick gravy, sprinkle with shredded chicken, egg slices, sliced scallions, sliced celery, and fried onions. Add lime juice, sweet soy sauce, and chili sauce. Mie kocelok is ready to be served. Listener, if you visit Cirebon, please taste the typical cuisine, mie kocelok. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Lama terapung di sebuah pelayaran, mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh di hatiku. Beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah.
kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Terlalu lama sendiri, tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Kau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Akulah dermaga hati yang kamu cari. Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Padaku lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Bukan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Oh, akulah yang kau cari.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, many people are lazy to manage waste in their homes. Starting from being lazy to sort out the garbage to not knowing where to throw away this garbage. Octopus, a startup created by the nation's children, is now present to provide convenience for the community in processing and recycling waste into more valuable goods. Octopus is an application that supports a circular economy and can help manufacturers track and collect used products, whether they can be recycled or not. This application is created to help overcome the problem of waste used for consumption. Users can send used packaging for later recycling into products that have a selling value. Octopus also provides a pickup service for post-consumption packaging via the application. Octopus provides data that will be useful for FMCG or fast-moving consumer goods industry and provides solutions for the packaging industry. Octopus dreams of being the most effective solution for the industry to overcome its recycling material supply problems. Apart from contributing significantly to protecting the environment through waste management, Octopus also offers various benefits for its users. In addition to the convenience offered for users to manage waste, users will benefit from every waste collected. Later, the benefits can be obtained in the form of points that can be exchanged at partners who work with Octopus, such as credit,
electricity tokens, discounts, to dining vouchers at restaurants. In its working system, Octopus has Pelestari, which means sustainers. Pelestari stands for Pahlawan Biru Penjaga Alam Tetap Lestari, which means Blue Heroes Keep Nature Sustainable. They are the people who help track and collect waste from the person who reports it. Mostly, they are scavengers who are then given training on how to use the application and identify packaging waste according to the recycling industry standards. However, they are not limited to scavengers. There are even many students, motorcycle taxi drivers, and former employees who have been laid off. These sustainers not only gain knowledge about processing waste, but also get incentives from what they do. Now, Octopus has almost 200,000 users spread across Jakarta, South Tangerang, Bandung, Bali, and Makassar. This application also collaborates with more than 1,700 waste banks and 14,600 scavengers who have been trained to become sustainers. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Tak salah, aku yang salah. kita bisa, tak bisa hatiku berdosa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Gadis Mataram by Toto Salmon. The song composed by S. Darmanto tells about a group of tall Mataram girls wearing black batik lurik small striped clothes, traditional dress typical of Yogyakarta. This song also depicts admiration for Jogja girls who are educated and forward-thinking. This is reflected in their appearance and movements when walking in the crowd. Well, listener, here is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song, Gadis Mataram. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Siapa itu yang berjalan berkawanan kelihatannya tanpa mukanya berseri-seri tepat dengan dia berkaya berbaju luri kain kaum Jogja. Oh Mataram, engkau punya gadis-gadis tampan sesuai dengan siapa itu yang berjalan berkawanan kelihatannya bersama tanpa mukanya berseri-seri tepat dengan dia punya pakaian berbaju kain kaum Jogja. Oh Mataram, engkau punya gadis-gadis tampan punya kemajuan.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.